Ko vse se vam na glavo ruši, globoko vzdihni. Radiogram posluši.
Ja, v Eko karavani Slovenija pa Dejantra 2011 se pogovarjamo, v meni sta duhovni učitelj Prelada Nanda Svami in pa Gauri, udeleženka karavane. Sta sicer še dva udeleženca, ki pa sta se odločila, da tokrat ne bosta povedala ničesar. No, mogoče smo prej v prvem delu pogovora pozabili povedati, da je to karavana, ki ne poteka samo v Sloveniji, ampak poteka tudi v drugih državah. Kje vse?
Seveda, ta karavana pravzaprav ne poteka obenem v vseh državah, ampak nekatere karavane, naprimer v Indiji, potekajo skozi vse leto, hodijo celo leto. Tudi v Ameriki so tudi že bile te karavane in po drugih koncih sveta. Nekako sporočilo vseh je tudi ekološko, a ne, se pravi, s čiste zavestjo do čistega okolja, tudi zato se hodi peš, zato ni traktorjev, ni kamionov, a ne, se pravi, je volovska ali konjska vprega.
No, tudi vaša letošnja karavana je mednarodno obarvana, odkot vse prihajajo udeleženci?
Iz raznoraznih koncev. Imamo gosta iz Amerike, iz Hrvaške, iz Italije, Belgije, Francije, Litve, Litvanije, in verjetno sem še koga pozabila.
Še kak narod.
In kar nekaj tudi Slovencev.
No, duhovni učitelj Prelada Nanda Svami pa nam bo zdaj le povedal, kakšen je pomen in pa namen te letošnje karavane. What is the meaning and the purpose of the caravan Pralayada 2011, Padayatra, sorry, 2011, the meaning and the purpose? Torej, vprašal sem duhovnega učitelja, moram povedati, ne, kakšen je namen in pomen letošnje karavane.
Our society, which is based upon ancient scriptures coming from many thousands of years ago.
Naša skupnost temelji na starodavnih spisih, ki imajo temelje že pred 2000 leti.
Which originally was spoken, but now have been written down.
Izvorno so bili govorjeni, sedaj pa so zapisani.
Explains that the persons, the living entities that we see, are actually spiritual beings.
In pojasnjujejo, da vse osebe, vsa živa bitja, ki jih vidimo, so pravzaprav duhovna bitja.
And basically, every living entity is searching for three things.
In vsako živo bitje pravzaprav išče tri stvari.
Everyone wants to know how to be as happy as possible for as long as possible.
Vsi želijo vedeti, kako biti koliko le mogoče srečen, čim dlje.
We're trying to demonstrate the ancient teachings.
In poskušamo predstaviti starodaven nauk,
that the actual person, the soul within the body,
da je dejanska oseba, duša v telesu,
he can be happy forever when he gains the knowledge of his relationship with the Supreme Person.
Lahko srečna brez meja, neskončno, ko dobi znanje o vrhovni osebi, o vsevišnji božanski osebnosti.
The names that we chant, such as Hare Krishna and Hare Ram,
imena, ki jih pojemo, kot so Hare Krishna in Hare Ram,
they are names of God,
so Božja imena.
But there are some of the many names of God.
Ampak to so samo ena izmed Božjih imen.
Just like Jehovah, Allah, Yahweh, there are so many names of God.
Tudi Jehova, Allah.
So we understand, according to the ancient scriptures, that one can connect oneself with the Supreme Person just by chanting His name.
In starodavni spisi nam pravijo, da se lahko s to vrhovno osebo povežemo samo, če pojemo njegova sveta imena.
And since the Supreme Person is the source of everything,
in ker je vrhovna oseba vir vsega,
he is also the source of all love and happiness.
Je tudi vir vse ljubezni in vse sreče.
The happiness that we're searching for in many different ways can be easily achieved just by reconnecting ourselves with that Supreme Person.
In to srečo, ki iščemo na vse mogoče načine, jo zlahka dosežemo, če se ponovno povežemo s to vrhovno osebo.
So although we're not against the modern technological society,
zato, čeprav ne nasprotujemo sodobni tehnološki družbi,
people can live happily and peacefully and comfortably,
lahko ljudje živijo srečno in mirno in udobno,
but we're also offering an alternative how to live in a simple way at the same time feel spiritual happiness.
Ponujemo pa tudi alternativo, kako preprosto živeti in občutiti duhovno srečo.
In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna gives a very simple explanation of the difference between ourselves and the body.
V Bhagavad Giti Krishna podaja zelo preprosto razlago razlike med dušo in telesom.
He says that everyone's body is changing.
pravi, da se telo vsakogar spreminja.
And the obvious changes are from boyhood and then to youth and then to old age.
Očitne spremembe so od otroštva do mladosti, starosti.
But the actual person within the body who's aware of all these changes.
Dejanska oseba, ki je v telesu, pa se zaveda vseh teh sprememb.
The spiritual person.
Duhovna oseba.
He's not changing as the body changes.
On se ne spreminja, ko se spreminja telo.
Of course, his experience changes along with the body.
Seveda pa se njegove izkušnje spreminjajo skladno s telesom.
But when one adds a spiritual experience to our present experience,
ko pa sedanje izkušnje dodamo duhovno izkušnjo,
because that spiritual experience is the same as our eternal nature,
kajti ta duhovna izkušnja je lastna naši naravi, večni naravi,
then one becomes aware again of our actual being and our actual nature.
Potem se ponovno zavemo, kdo dejansko smo in kakšno naravo imamo.
Just like at night, everything may be dark.
Pod ponoči vse lahko temno.
And therefore it's difficult to perceive things very clearly.
In je težko jasno videti stvari.
But when the sun rises in the daytime,
ko pa se sonce, ko pa sonce vzide,
then in the light of the sun,
sončni svetlobi,
we can see ourselves,
lahko vidimo sebe,
we can see the sun,
vidimo sonce,
and we can see everyone and everything else as in the sunlight.
In tudi vse drugo lahko vidimo s pomočjo sončne svetlobe.
The glorification of the Supreme Lord is just like the sunlight.
Je kot sončna svetloba.
And therefore we can see clearly ourselves and the Supreme Lord and everyone and everything else as our brothers and sisters in relation to the Supreme Father.
In takrat lahko potem jasno vidimo sebe in vse druge kot naše brate in sestre, ki imamo skupnega očeta.
In to je nekaj namen, recimo, da pojasnite to ljudem tudi na tej eko-karavani letošnji. So this is the purpose of this caravan this year, to explain to people the thoughts that you have just mentioned. To se pravi, da je ta karavana namenjena tudi temu, da povedo, recimo, kakšen je nauk oziroma svetovni nazor.
V bistvu, ozaveščanje, kako ljudje postanejo dejansko srečni. Ne? Uh-huh. Ker iščemo srečo, pa vidimo, da vidimo nam nekaj manjka. Ne?
I'm sorry, we don't have just enough time to say anything. Torej, oprostil sem se, da vendarle nimamo toliko časa, da bi lahko kaj preveč oziroma kaj več povedali. Ne? Mogoče samo še, smo kaj pozabili?
Mogoče ta ekološki vidik.
Aha, what about, yes, about the ecological meaning of this caravan?
Yes, everything here, well, as I mentioned that, when we say Krishna, we mean the same God as everyone's God. We're not trying to introduce a new religion. We're simply trying to explain to people how they're all connected to the same God.
So
that Supreme God, this world belongs to Him.
Poskusimo ljudem pojasniti, da vsi pripadamo istemu Bogu in cel svet pripada njemu.
It's meant for His happiness.
Namenjen je njegovi sreči.
By pleasing Him, we become pleased.
In ko njega zadovoljimo, postanemo mi zadovoljni.
Just like by watering the root of a tree,
ko če zalivamo korenino,
the leaves and branches are satisfied.
So tudi listi in veje zadovoljni.
Or by supplying food to the stomach,
in če hranimo
the different parts of the body are satisfied.
So vsi deli telesa zadovoljni.
So by serving the Supreme Lord, everyone becomes pleased.
In ko služimo Bogu, potem so vsi zadovoljni.
Unfortunately, when people go against that understanding,
nažalost pa, ko se ljudje ne skladajo s tem,
and misuse the material nature, try to exploit it,
materialno naravo,
then instead of actually becoming satisfied, they become distressed.
Potem namesto da bi postali zadovoljni, postanejo nesrečni.
Pravzaprav je to nekaj povezava narave in pa spiritualne usmerjenosti, ne?
This is kind of connection between the nature and spiritual tendencies.
Yes, it's God's nature.
To je Božja narava.
Tako. No, mogoče za konec našega pogovora še, dokdaj traja karavana?
Trajala bo do 15. julija, ko prispemo v Tržič.
In tam potem končate?
Tam končamo za leto, si naslednje leto poleti se vidimo spet
ponovno,
na kakšnem koncu Slovenije.
Ja. A to pomeni, ko bo konec karavane, gre vsak od vas v svoj konec, vsak v svojo
svoj konec. Državo. Nekateri v center organizatorja skupnosti za zavest Krišne, drugi svoje domove, službe, družine.
Drži. Lepa hvala. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hvala.
Torej, tako, dragi poslušalci in še dražje poslušalke, vedeli boste, ko boste videli nenavadno kočijo upriženega konja in približno 40 do 50 spremljevalcev, za kakšno karavano gre.
Mogoče še za konec, a ne da zapojmo, kako zapojmo karavani.
Aha, no, izvolite, prosim.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Če gledate harmoniko in to je to.
To je to. Hvala lepa.
Hvala.